Welcome to the Drunk to Who podcast. I'm John.
I'm Steve.
And Steve, I know we've done this once or twice before, but would you be so kind? You know, explain to the new listeners, Steve.
Yes, for the 11 billionth time.
Yes. Well, why? Yes, please.
This is the podcast where we drink, we watch Doctor Who, we drink, and we talk about Doctor Who all while drinking.
Well, but Steve, am I a mega fan?
I don't know what you mean.
Are you a mega not fan?
What are you talking about?
So I'm someone who has a long history of enjoying the Doctor Who.
Okay.
Oh, and you're not.
Yes. Okay. I thought you were talking about a fan of this podcast because you just asked what happens on this podcast. I've never watched Doctor Who. John is a big fan from way back. And I'm watching this stuff for the first time.
Right. And we're into the almost end of the 11th season. So Steve by now is considered an expert in Doctor Who.
No.
So send all of your email to Steve. My name is the biggest fan in the world of Doctor Who, Dolan.
Nope, quite the filthy casual.
Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, no, filthy casual.
Well, you know what? If anyone wants to bother reaching out to us, Steve, how can they do so?
They can email drunktowho@gmail.com, or they can reach out on Twitter at SR Dolan, which is me, or at drunktowho, which is John. Neither of us post too much, but we check it enough. I'm also on SR Dolan on Letterboxd and Instagram, and John is not on any other social media.
Oh, hell no.
You're barely on Twitter.
Oh, I'm a creeper.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I am.
Okay.
Well, today we're going to watch an episode of Doctor Who. And you know what? This is episode 169.
Okay.
I thought you'd say nice.
No, I knew you thought that, so that's why I didn't.
Bastard. Episode
it's called Spite, John.
Yeah, well, I should be used to it by now. 169, and we're going to watch Series 11, Episode 8, the episode called The Witchfinders.
Cool.
What's it about, Steve?
This takes place in, I think, about, let's say, 1630 in England, in the countryside. There's a village. There are people who are basically some dude who just wants to keep power. And so anyone who goes against him, the local magistrate, he just basically accuses them of being witches. And since he's a dude, and these are usually women, or the wives of people who criticize him, it's pretty much like, hey, you know what? You sunk to the bottom of the moat, so you're innocent. But alas, you're dead because of the test. And
yeah. Hold the boulder of truth while you go into the water. Yes. And if you are not a witch, something will happen. Hold the boulder of truth. Yes. Go under.
If you're innocent of witchcraft, you will stay at the bottom. You'll be dead. Sorry, but
Your soul will go to heaven.
Yes.
That's the way that God wants it.
Yeah. So the doctor and the Who crew end up there, and they obviously challenge this. And because the doctor is a woman who actually, like, you know, is smart and speaks her mind, she is immediately accused of witchcraft, to which she uses the sonic screwdriver to pretty much confirm that she's a witch. And she's like, but it's not a big deal, it's just science and technology. And they're like, no, that is witchcraft, duh. And eventually, I don't know, she and Yaz have to escape from a dungeon by putting on fake beards. And they walk out that way, and they're like, what are you gonna do? People are stupid. And then they go on about their merry way. Oh,
dun, 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 dun.
They take all of the women accused of witchcraft with them, but because they are from like the 1620s and they don't know what they're doing, they accidentally like walk out of the TARDIS while it's in mid-space, so they actually end up dying. It's really tragic.
Okay, well, that's okay. Thanks for Steve explaining that to us. 17th century women be dumb. Am I right, bro?
No, 17th century people be dumb.
No, you said they were all women, though.
No, I know, because they were, you wouldn't accuse a dude of witchcraft. You only accuse women of witchcraft because, you know,
they're women.
You are instantly believed because of the patriarchy. The women are obviously guilty because they are women. Duh.
Totally makes sense. Again, Steve's address is Stephen R. Dolan,
You don't even remember
guy road.
You don't even remember the bit that you did like 3 minutes ago.
Oh, I'm trying to do a different bit now. You know,
Okay.
it's like you know, just send all your hate mail to me, road.
Yes. Blame me for the fact that we have lived in a patriarchal system for a very, very long time. And that people can abuse Christianity and the local political power to be assholes.
.com. That's Steve's
There you
website.
go. Yes.
So please type that all in. And it's there's several parentheses in there, slash backslashes, slash forward slashes, though.
And if you're writing it, then if you made the address, then there'd be like 17 different sets of ellipses and a bunch of commas.
What kind of comma, Steve?
Not the Oxford comma because you're allergic to
Chew! Look at me, I'm sneezing.
it.
So let's see how much of that happens.
Yeah, I already forgot.
Yeah, I know. It like sounds like the Who crew is barely in this episode, but you know, that's fine.
Yaz helps her out by like they manufacture fake beards to look like dudes because apparently that's the only way you could escape from witchcraftery.
Well, why don't they start like a Yahtzee thing? What would be Yahtzee back in the 17th century, Steve?
John, I don't understand because you're actually saying Yetzi, which I assume is Etsy, but for Yetis. So there's a lot of like inspirational signs about it's not always going to snow and they will believe in you someday, kind of things like that. Things like inspirational signs that Yetis would buy.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like your fur's not matted. It's
Yes,
beautiful.
yes. Okay.
Hey, Steve, we're going to have our Drunk to Who shot of the episode, which is Steve's favorite thing in the whole world. Oh, you got your Han Solo. Han Solo. My name's Han Solo.
My favorite thing in the world is my wife.
I didn't. Well, your second favorite thing in the world is your Han Solo. You're on Han Solo.
You're just saying that like people can see me. I'm holding up a Han Solo shot glass.
Well, some people can see you, Steve, but let's not get
Oh,
into that today.
oh my God, whatever.
Whatever. What is our toast, Steve?
I hold all human life sacred, especially my own.
Especially. Oh, it's like medicine. The
Yeah,
bad kind.
drink it down.
Drink it down. Just shh, so what was that from?
Witchfinder General,
Oh, okay.
starring Vincent Price, also known as the Conqueror Worm in some places.
Also
I
known
think.
as the Abominable Dr. Fives.
No, that's a totally different movie. But that came out at a couple years later. But
Oh.
no, yeah, that was a Vincent Price movie, Witchfinder General. I think in the US it was released as The Conqueror Worm. And of course it was really when it was released in the US, there were fewer boobs.
Or boobs.
Oh, sure.
So the witch finders and the witch finder general. Synergy?
I mean, that's what literally why I chose it.
How many boobs do you think will be in this episode of Doctor Who, Steve? Or
Well,
boobs?
Ryan isn't the brightest, so he's kind of a boob.
Dun, 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 dun,
I mean, that's the best I could do.
dun. And then Ruth Buzzy comes in and like hits him with a chicken.
Wow. You're really showing your age with the laugh-in reference from like, although that was probably from 1968, 67, which was right around when Witchfinder General came out. So I'm assuming it's synergy.
Wow, Steve, you're really showing your age by recognizing that reference.
Well, yeah, because I like comedy. I know certain things.
Maybe I like comedy too, Steve.
Yeah, but you're 140 years old.
But I can still kick.
There we go. All right, so let's watch this thing.
Let's watch this thing, and as like now my new catchphrase, see you in limbo, bitches.
Oh, yeah. Did
Right?
you actually remember that from last time?
I wrote it the fuck down, dude.
There you go.
See you on the other side,
It's less impressive, but okay.
bitches. The Witchfinder, Steve. What'd you think?
I thought it was fine.
Well, what happened? Start from frame one. Frame, frame, frame one.
Okay, frame one was, I don't know.
Well, start at the beginning. Start at the very beginning.
Well, I turned on HBO and I hit play on this, and it started like 5 minutes in, which really confused me. So I don't know if I just, like, the last time we recorded, I turned off my projector before, like, stopping the playback, but whatever. So I went back to the beginning, and it showed me, like, the Doctor Who opening theme, and this is what you asked for when you said opening, like, frame. And then I guess they're in a village, and there's an old woman who's, like, chained to a tree, and she's gonna get dunked.
She been dunked.
Yeah, because she's an evil witch. But of course, we know that witches aren't real. But, like, her and her granddaughter have this thing that they're saying to each other. And then there's a woman who has red hair who is, like, being clearly horrible to people.
The devil. You know, yeah, any woman with red hair has to be Satan or an orangutan.
What about Julianne Moore?
Oh, she's clearly an orangutan.
Oh,
okay. A shaved orangutan. You know, you didn't know they were so hot when they were shaved, did you?
I don't think they are.
What? You're saying Julianne Moore is not a hot shaved orangutan?
What about Sadie Sink? Is that it?
It has to be someone I've heard of, Steve.
She was in It. No, she wasn't in It. She's in Stranger Things, and she's also in that Fear Street, like those movies. She was in the middle one that took place at the summer camp. She's the redhead.
So she's a hot shaved orangutan too.
I don't know. She's a child. I don't want to call her hot.
So the exception that proves the rule is Carrot Top.
What about Jessica Chastain?
Oh no, she's an ugly shaved ape. Sorry.
Oh my God! Everybody's an ugly shaved ape to you.
Yeah. Well,
we are so off the rails, and we're like literally like in the first scene.
Let's get the rails back, Steve.
Steve rails back.
Boom.
Okay. So this show opens up with, I think, an old woman chained to a tree, hanging over a river or a creek, and she's clearly in trouble, and there's a bunch of villagers on the other side, but I think I'm wrong, actually.
Well, it's a big old party, because the doctor's like, it's a That's party. Right. And I was like, I love a party. Let's bob for apples. And it's just kind of like, wait, you have this party every week? And all of a sudden you hear it's like, ding, 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 ding. Everyone's like, oh, good, it's the witch dunking time.
Okay, and then the stuff I just said happened. But yeah, this the party that happens every week is basically they burn a witch every week, which is a lot of witches, a lot of women.
How do you call burning a witch drowning a witch, Steve?
Oh, sorry, I'm just assuming. I'm sorry, I'm witch-splaining or mansplaining the execution of witches. No, they either hang them or they drown them, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry I said burning a witch, because in the movie Witchfinder General, there's a really cool scene where they burn a witch, and it's actually really unsettling.
We know, Steve, you're very, like, learned, and it's like, I watch old movies, blah, blah, blah.
I do watch old movies.
Look at me, I'm so smart.
I also watch new movies, too. Like, I don't understand.
You know, Steve, you know, sometimes we're just, like, tired of you, like, lording over. You're like, I'm superior to all of you.
I never said that. I don't think I'm superior for having seen, like, I don't know, Leprechaun 5, Leprechaun in the Hood, or Jason Takes Manhattan, or whatever the fuck.
I'm trying to look like Vincent Price.
Okay, but see, like, this is not a visual medium.
Well, what do you think, though?
I just...
Hello, Steve.
I honestly, I think you're trying to fart. So yeah, they're they go down there, and the doctor bobs for apples really quick, and she sticks her face in some rancid, like, 17th century water. I was right, by the way, in the what happened on this episode. I was right around the time. It was like 1620, 1630. I was correct about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just like a happy party. And so then they march all down, and they're like, nobody talk to anybody. We're going to march down to the river. And there's a dude in like a plague mask, but I think this was pre-plague, but I'm not sure. No, I'm thinking of the Great Fire of London, because in 1666, there was some really bad shit that went down in London. And I think it was the Great Fire of London. I don't think it was the plague. I think the plague was earlier. So whatever. John is miming shooting himself in the head because I spoke for about 30 straight seconds without him interrupting. So that really upsets him.
So sad. All then right, go ahead.
Take like, it, fucking go ahead, drama queen.
Go, you talk, Dolan.
No, you talk.
All right, fine. Then, like, they go in, like, so now they're going to dunk the lady. And they, you know, so it's like, hello, lady. And it's like, Willa's like, Gran. And Gran's like, well, meet you on the other side. And she's like, Willa. And like, Gran. And then, like, Gran, like, you know, goes up down. And like, the doctor's like, I'll save her. And like, you know, swims across the lake. You know, why does everyone have to, like, you know, is it because, like the vantage point and wasn't that big a lake? And it looked more like a pond.
I don't know. I assumed it was a river for some reason. Probably because you could just see across it. Like, you could, it was like 30 feet across.
I assume, like, just out of camera distance, there was some, like, nasty looking McMansion.
Oh, yeah.
And there, you know, this was just like some sort of like man made water body.
Like a dock with a pontoon boat. Pretty much. Know, with some people, like, with a crate full of beer, probably Guinness.
5 feet that way the camera moves, yeah. 5 feet that way the camera moves. Then you just see like a whole bunch of like frat dudes just kind of like, yeah. Oi, wanna go like have some, you know, chicken?
Yes. Oi, you wanna go have some chicken. That is so suggestive. I don't even know. I don't even know. I might have to click the explicit box twice when I submit this episode, John.
I'm an hooligan.
Yes.
Look at me. I
do your hooligan shenanigans.
So like, yeah, the doctor, so like, you know, you think she like saved her, but like, okay, but then like the you know, the evil redhead's like, oh, you might have like taken her out of the water and she's dead. That means that she is not guilty. What?
Yeah,
she's dead from the water.
Yeah, I don't understand why she said, well, she didn't have time to drown. It's like, well, how the fuck else did she die? Like,
spoilers, the bad guy was the redhead lady.
Oh, I know. Which
well,
we
you
find
that
out
from, yeah.
Much, much later.
Right, much,
well,
much
later. I know that because I saw the episode just minutes ago. I finished it.
And also, too, it's like every time she came on there, she goes, Satan is evil in every word. I'm the Lord's vessel and everything. It's like, yeah, in 2022, yeah, that's kind of like, you know, sign of evil right there. Just saying, Zal.
Yeah, safe. Just saying that you're killing in the name of the Lord is not a good thing.
Yeah, I think even the 17th century that wasn't good, but you know.
No, but they assumed it was nuts. And this is actually pretty close to the Witchfinder General movie with Vincent Price that I watched. It was, yeah, it was unsettling where they basically were like, well, in that one, they were like, well, we don't like what this woman is saying because, you know, she's critical of us. So let's just accuse her of witchcraft and make our lives easier. Which... In this one, it's more like, I don't know, we have to sacrifice a woman a week for some unknown reason that involves aliens.
I think that was so she could stave off the infection of the evil alien queen that was infesting her.
Maybe. I don't know, but here they are in, what is it, Bile Craghurst, which is just like the worst name.
Oh, that's actually a lovely name.
Yes. Well, it'd be a lovely name in Scotland, but I believe they're in England.
Yeah, well, you know, hello, I'm from Bile Craghurst.
I'm going to just say, in your face, Scotland.
Oh.
You know what? We're coming for you, I guess.
Were Alan coming for you?
Yes, I was going to bring up Alan Cumming, who was... delightful in this episode.
He kept hitting on Ryan. Was King James rumored to be of the fairer persuasion, let's just say?
Is that a code for being gay, the fairer persuasion?
What do I say? The friend? Was he the friend of...
Was he a friend of Dorothy?
Well, no, I was going to say, like, was he a friend of Cleopatra or something? You know,
I don't know. But no, honestly, of the fairer persuasion, is that a real thing?
I don't know. What do you say? You know, they didn't call them gay.
I don't know. I mean, you're gay. I'm not. So I assume you know the lingo.
Mm.
So we go back to... So the doctor uses her psychic paper and basically holds it up. And Becca, the evil redhead, says... You know, oh, you're the Witchfinder General. And she's like, yes, I am. Or maybe she just said Witchfinder, I don't remember. But yeah, so then they're like, okay, cool. And they go back to her house. But then Yaz goes back to check on Willa, who is the granddaughter of the woman who was just dunked to death in the water. And so they have shenanigans at the house, where basically they're just like, oh, you know what, we're gonna wander around by ourselves and find her bedroom, and no one's gonna question why we're just wandering around her house. And they find that she has like 12 monogrammed handkerchiefs, which I still don't understand
When she was dabbing
why.
at her at the end of the show, she was it
Oh,
sap?
I guess.
It was evil prison tree sap.
Okay, so for the end of this episode, it reminded me of the black oil in season 4, season 5 X-Files, which some of you might recognize, with Krychek
Also
in
featured in one of the
Tunguska.
movies.
In what?
Featured in one of the X-Files movies.
Yes, the first X-Files movie, which is actually the only X-Files movie I've seen, despite the fact that I've seen like 200 episodes of that show. So yeah, so there, Willa goes, no, Willa. Yeah, Willa goes to her to bury her grandmother, and she says this little prayer, like, I will remember you in like earth and sea and water and fire, whatever. And while she's saying this prayer, like a tendril of mud comes out to attack her, and Yaz is like, holy shit, I'm seeing this, but I don't know, I just gonna like hack at it with like I don't know what she had, like a branch or something.
Something. She used her
And
Yaz powers.
yeah, so then she runs back to apparently this like house on a hill and just ends up in Becca's bedroom where the rest of the Who crew are, and it just felt
Sure.
very contrived.
It did feel very contrived. But like, King James showed he was the one in the Harlequin mask or whatever. It's like,
I think it's
it's me,
the sorry, I
King
think it's the
James.
I think it's the plague mask. You
Well,
know,
it's
the
just.
people who would go around to try to keep themselves from getting the plague. I think it was that mask.
Well, I thought it was like David Bowie Labyrinth. It's like, he's just kind of like, hello, I'm here to take you to the other side.
His was more of a Harlequin at like a masked ball dance, but this Alan Cumming's mask in this was more of like a useful, like a function,
While
like it was
still
a plague
creepy.
mask. I don't know.
And he's like, don't mind me. I'm the king. I go around pretending to be someone else. Ha ha, forsooth. And it's like, wait, you're not a witch finder. You're a lady. You must be the king witch finder, old white man. What are you, like 900 years old? And who's your young Nubian friend?
Yeah, it's weird because I think the only other time I've heard the word Nubian is I think Chasing Amy, the Kevin Smith movie. But
Okay.
yeah. But it's not a word that's used much. But I yeah, the psychic paper, when Becca reads it, when the doctor holds it up, she sees Witchfinder General. But when King James sees it, when the female doctor holds it up, he sees the assistant to the Witchfinder General,
Did she hold it
which
up for him? I don't remember that part.
she did, because she had to
Oh.
go back and get it out of her coat that Ryan was holding, because it was all wet, because she was wet from jumping in the river. So yeah, she held it up, and he read like assistant, because he can't, his brain, he can't even trick his own brain into believing that a woman would be like the head witch finder.
Yeah, because people will see what they need to see. It's not like the doctor's projecting it to her into their brains. It's kind of like this will show you what will get the doctor past. So it's like, it's like he can't possibly believe a woman would be in like a position of authority.
But
So it's like, yeah.
he believes that she could be like on his side, but not like in charge of the people on his side.
You must be
Because,
the secretary of the General Witchfinder.
yeah, I thought that the psychic paper, that it showed you whatever your brain had to process to give the doctor what she wanted.
Yeah.
But
She has no influence, though.
there has been once or twice where it didn't work, but I don't
Because
remember.
either they had like no imagination,
Oh, that's right.
yeah, or there was like some sort of psychic block somewhere. There was a reason why it didn't work on them, not
Okay.
just that they were stupid as fuck. But that's a valid reason why it didn't work, because they were stupid as fuck. The
I don't
king
know.
of the King James Bible. It's not stupid as fuck.
Yeah, this
He's
is King
just a
James.
raging misogynist, homosexual, racist, and that.
So,
And
King
let's just
James.
say, we salute you, Queen Elizabeth II.
Wait, what?
She died, Steve.
Oh, yeah, you said the two, which threw me off.
Well, I was going to call her Il Duce.
Oh, that's right. She was Queen Elizabeth II.
True, because
Okay.
remember, like, the doctor actually snogged Queen Elizabeth I. Clearly, you must be a Zygon because your breath is rancid.
Oh, I thought that was Queen Victoria.
No, that was QE1.
So, oh, Jesus Christ. I don't remember what happened next, John?
Well, the doctor is like, well, let's go see what happened. And Yaz is like, well, we'll go there. And it's like, so they talk to Willow. Willow's like, Audie, I'm out of here. And it's like, go
Yeah.
talk to us. And she's like, well, fine. Gran always said, like, don't play ball in the house. So they go to Gran's grave. And then Gran's there looking at him. And she's like, Gran? It's like, no, that's not Gran. It's a sort of alien thing. Too bad she doesn't have any henchmen. And then suddenly more dead witches show up.
Like, Willa has the most rational brain in this whole thing because she's like, you know what? This is all nonsense. They killed my grandma. My cousin killed my grandma. My cousin is mad with power and murdering women. I am going to flee to another village. And you're just like, yes, get the fuck out. And then the doctor's like, no, stay and help us. And I'm like, no, what is this woman going to do? But whatever. So Willa stays, and yeah, they go to the gravesite because the mud is normal. The sonic screwdriver tells them the mud is normal, and but which didn't make sense to me, but whatever.
But then, like, suddenly the mud in the doctor's little vial is like jumping around all crazy. And she goes, oh no, what's going on? And then Dead Gran's like eating the mud.
Well,
She's like, cuz?
she ate the whole fucking vial.
Yeah, and then she go crunch, crunch too. It's like,
And
okay.
I did enjoy the doctor saying, like, well, now I have even more questions. Like, did you absorb that? Did you actually drink it? Is it in your belly? Did you just, you know? Yeah, there were more questions.
And Gran's like, just accept it as real.
And so
Go with the flow.
King James with his buddy Alphonse, his protector, who he says will eventually betray me, but whatever.
Until then, I'll keep him close in
Grant.
my bedroom.
And Graham with his like witch finder hat with a hole in it because the previous witch finder got shot in the fucking head, I guess.
Because he
And
deceived me.
Ryan, and Becca, I guess they all just like stumble upon them and see like mud people and like the power of Satan compels you. And it's like, well, I guess.
Well, it's like, and then it's like, the doctor, there's like the doc, it's like, go follow the undead, Ryan, Yaz, and Becca, or no, Ryan, Yaz, and Willa. While I, the doctor, will talk some sense into them. And the doctor's like talking sense, and it's like, nope, witch, get her.
Yeah, you said Raz instead of Yaz just now.
Well, the Yazzies.
I'm sure she smells like raspberries, or at least now I assume so.
Sweet.
And tart. So yeah, then I don't know, the fucking it's a bunch of nonsense. The doctor gets accused of witchcraft, being in league with Satan, and so they arrest her and she's tied up, and then she's talking to King James, Alan Cumming is awesome. And the doctor obviously knows more than she should because, you know, she has experienced history, so
Yeah.
she knows what happened to King James's mom and dad and all the regents and whatever
Yeah.
nonsense.
And she's like, don't take out like on other people the your terrible childhood. He's like, what did you know of my childhood, woman? She goes, well, it's complicated like all of us. Let me go and I'll fix it. And he's like, you're a witch. Let's drown her.
And this was an episode, and it's the first one I know of. I can't think of another one offhand, but where they actually made a big deal about her being called the Doctor. It's like clearly this woman is a witch because she calls herself the Doctor, and only someone who was in league with Satan would call themselves the Doctor. Which I did appreciate them like actually saying like, well, yeah, this name is not like a normal, you
Yeah.
know, Western Europe name.
Well, also too, it's just kind of like, your title, the doctor? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Not a woman.
Yeah, because you're the assistant witch finder, but you call yourself the doctor. What the fuck? So
Exactly.
yeah, then I don't know. So they end up like chaining the Doctor to the dunking tree, but Becca touches it briefly and it like sparks green. And she's like, well, what the fuck was that? And she's like, well, you'll never know because you're in league with Satan and you're a witch. And then they dunk the Doctor.
Yeah. And like, you know, Ryan is like talking to the, Ryan and Graham and Yaz are talking to the king. It's like, no, the only way we can like make this go away is save the Doctor. And they're, you know, the king's like, no, dunk her. And then yeah. stuff happens and Becca starts to cry wood sap out her eyes. And it's like, wait, you're infected. And, you know, then the Doctor like escapes.
Yeah, she knows how to do chains and she knows how to hold her brother a long time due to a long wet weekend with Houdini, I think.
Oh, haven't we all been there?
I guess. But yeah, so the stuff that came out of Becca's eye, it didn't look like tree sap to me. It looked more like
mud.
Oil or mud. Yes, mud.
Yeah, yeah, evil mud. I think we established that the mud is evil. Evil! And then there was, this, you know, yeah. Yes?
Sorry, no, go ahead.
Well, and then through shenanigans, we find out that, you know, Becca, like, didn't like a tree and started chopping it down.
Yeah.
And then the
because evil... Because it spoiled her view.
As we all want to do. I mean, I can believe that. You know, can I see the lake? No, I can't. Would I chop down a building? Sure. Why the fuck not?
John, for you to see Lake Michigan, you would have to chop down several buildings. You are not like right near the lake. It's like a good mile, mile and a half away.
You know, I am from Minnesota, Steve, so no. I will Paul Bunyan that shit.
No, you're not. You're from the northwest side of Chicago.
Well, isn't Minneapolis part of the northwest side of Chicago suburbs?
I mean, eventually, according to one of Kurt Vonnegut novels, but still.
I do aspire to Kurt Vonnegut novels.
You wish.
I do. But then, like, you know, so Becca's chopping down the tree, and it turns out the tree is, like, some ancient prison of, like, some aliens, and then they, like, zap her, and, like, you know, to fend off the infection of the evil mud, she kills women.
It yes. didn't make sense.
Well, it turns out, like, you know, the Gran, the you know, what is Gran?
Yeah.
Was, you know, she was a potion maker, and she was kind of like, you know, the town... A witch doctor.
Well,
and
she, like, sorry, but yeah, she was also Becca's gran. But yeah, she was a witch in the way that in I Know You Love It in Discworld, a witch is where they basically were like, you know, take this root and like, you know, brew it into a tea and you'll feel better. And it's like, well, I just say I'm a witch and they believe it. So they believe this like root, like the tea will help, but like also the fact that they think it came from a witch will help. Right. So it actually reminded me of that. But yeah, she's just like a fucking healer, which could also be, you know, you could bring Outlander into it, how she's a doctor in 1960s, but she goes back in time. So then she's a fucking like healer because that's what they would refer to a woman as. But yeah, so Becca and Willa are related. But Becca is so desperate to fucking appease the fucking weird tree mud alien thing, the mud alien thing, is that she killed her own grandmother.
Yeah basically. So yeah. You know, yeah, family don't matter. So then, like, you know, the doctor's there, it's like, no, then Becca turns total into
bronze, oh yeah,
alien mud badass.
She goes tree face.
I will go get my king and take the king to make the king my king.
Well, she says that I will put my king inside of you, or yeah, inside of your king.
Well, you know, I'm sure that's not the first king that's been inside the king. I'm just saying. Chaka, chaka, chaka. Maybe. So, yeah. So then the doctor's like, no, we'll go save him. And so they go where they chop down the evil tree. And the doctor's like, I'm going to tech the tech and stuff. And they...
Turns out they're the Morax, which made me think of the Lorax, especially because the Lorax speak for the trees, but the Morax are imprisoned by the trees. And I don't know if that was intentional, but it stuck out to me.
Oh, sure. So this was just another one of the Dr. Spock books or something.
Dr. Seuss, goddammit.
Ah, whatever.
Yeah, so but my first thought was like, if you're going to imprison this incredibly violent race on Earth and you're going to make sure that they don't come out, why are you going to use a tree as the key to their jail cell? A tree that can be chopped down by a woman who I was stunned that she did it by herself because she's a landowner. She could have hired people to do that shit.
Well, this was personal.
I guess.
Also, too, the doctor did say something about it had been there for, they had been in prison for billions of years.
But by a
So
tree?
ice, no, but well, you know, it's a tree now, but it was like tech. The doctor showed it was alien tech. Maybe it was,
Yes.
you know, there for, you know, maybe it was like an ancient conifer first or something. But like, you know, clearly it was before they were humankind. It's like these tiny little lemurs will not
Yeah.
free the evil king and queen and his court
No, it's cool.
from
They're just
tree.
squirrels. We're safe. But yeah,
Yeah.
it's yeah. But humans are a little bit destructive when it comes to the environment.
Well, you know, squirrels are kind of destructive too. You ever get one in your roof yet?
No.
You know, they like burrow their way in and they eat like, you know, your drywall and shit. And then next thing you know, they're like, you know, leaving their little squirrel babies in there,
Well,
and you're a godparent to squirrel babies.
I don't want to be.
Yep, too bad.
Damn
Well, so the
it.
doctor comes and like, you know, saves the day, tells the king, don't do this shit no more. And
And I don't believe the king is actually going to listen to her because she's a woman and he's the fucking king.
Well, she's like, let me show you some magic. And he's like, what are you doing, forsooth, in that tiny little booth? Magic. And they
Well,
disappear.
we didn't even talk about how they de defeated the Lorax, but yeah, they
Doesn't
used
matter.
other, I don't know, they used magic torches and like fucking Willow was there and she fought alongside them and
Yeah.
Like Becca was freed, I guess, or was she?
No.
No, she was killed. Good for her because she
Yeah.
killed a lot of people.
The king killed her with the because like the branches of the tree they use as tiki torches, and those tiki
Oh
torches had these special magics that
yeah.
like you know would imprison and take them out. And the king comes, forsooth, I send thee back to hell, witch. And
Yeah,
he's
they all just
dagger.
held the tiki torches and chanted, "Morax will not replace us."
More axe, more axe, more axe. So yeah, so then like, you know, so the king's like, I'm a hero, look at me, I'm a witch killer.
Yeah, and then he asked Ryan to come with him back to London to like protect him, and Ryan's like, "Ooh, no, sorry, can't."
Oh yeah,
I don't
thanks.
know. Alan Cumming, I love Alan Cumming. So if he said, "Hey, come with me," I'd be like, "Okay."
Yeah, I could take a walk on the wild side. Heidi would take me back.
Oh, I don't know. You made it a sexual thing, but I just meant like accompanying him to.
No, I think King James wanted, he wanted some Ryan action going on. I'm just
I
saying,
don't
bro.
know. He seemed like, I don't know if he was that into the Bible and they used the King James retranslation of the Bible to justify like persecuting homosexuals. I don't know if he would actually make it that explicit.
Not in this day and age, nor would
No.
it have been 400 years ago.
No.
Yeah.
So then they go and they do the witchcraft of having the TARDIS take off, and that's the end of the episode.
End of the episode.
And Willa and King James lived happily ever after. And Bile Chudhurst or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, didn't he say, I'm just going to wipe it off the map?
Yeah, they basically changed the name
Yeah, pretty much.
of the town.
You know, and then I'm sure, like, you know, and then Willa probably was like, he's like, oh, just one more witch burning.
Yeah. Willa's like, "You know what? I'm bored. You know what? The king's a witch. Let's burn the king."
Oh, yeah, that would have happened.
But
Sure.
no, she was like, she probably was like, "You know what? I really should have left this fucking town when I had the chance."
So she got her little rucksack and, like, walked away and, like, da 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 da, da
Oh,
da da da.
because she was the Hulk.
She was the Hulk. You know what, Steve? Aren't we all a little bit of the Hulk inside of us?
Or the She-Hulk or the Shulk.
We are all a little Shulka, which I think actually was a Doctor Who a villain.
So,
Curse of the Shulka.
when are we going to update your reference from the Incredible Hulk to with Bill Bixby to like fucking like Quantum Leap or something? Something at least in the 80s.
Why?
I don't know.
You know, it's like, you know, what, you know, I don't, because because Quantum Leap, it's like, it's like, oh, what was his little catchphrase when you go, oh, bother, or
Oh boy.
oh, boy. Yeah, it's like, oh, no, I'm a lady with boobs. Oh, boy.
Or
Oh,
he's
no, I'm a black man on a bus in the 50s. Oh, boy.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, boy. So, Steve, what did you think of the episode then?
I'd like the idea of them going to different times, exploring different parts of England's history, the history of Western civilization, whatever, because obviously, like, persecuting women for being witches is not, only an England thing. But it does feel like another, like, hey, hating people is bad kind of message. And I
Colonizing countries that don't want you is kind of bad.
also, racism is bad, as the Rosa Parks episode taught us. But I don't know who the fuck the villains were. The Morax, okay, what were they? They were a tree, they were mud, they were villains of the galaxy, I guess.
I think that, it was just showing that aren't we all a little villainish all inside of us,
But
Steve?
see, that's what maybe would
From
made it
the
better.
ground grows the roots of villainy.
Maybe it would made it would maybe this episode would work for me better if it had been just like, you know what? There's no alien force. These are just bad, misguided people. Because sometimes it's just horrible, misguided people who just say, like, look, it's Satan, I guess. Oh no, I want that guy's land, so I'm going to accuse his wife of witchcraft, and of course he's going to stick up for her, and then I'm going to be able to kill them both because I'm in charge of, like, the witch finding.
Did not Sleepy Hollow or that Netflix third part movie tell us
Fear Street,
Fear Street
1666.
teach us that?
Or else just like the witch finder general. It's like, well, this guy is gonna he's gonna come after us and we don't like him, but we have the power because we can just accuse him of being a witch. That's literally a plot line.
We got the power, as we all know.
But I thought it was fine. I thought Alan Cumming is awesome. And I think he kind of enjoyed being like this, being King James. In a Doctor Who episode, but the woman who played Becca, no, that's the woman who played Willow looked vaguely familiar, but it's probably like someone I saw maybe in an episode of Dairy Girls as a
Maybe.
substitute teacher or some nonsense. I don't know.
Nothing grabbed my attention on anyone other than one other actor in this episode.
Alan Cumming.
Alan Cumming, who played King James.
Yes.
Now he's played many, many roles over the years. I first saw him in Circle of Friends.
Oh, I was just thinking that's where I first saw him, where he called, I think, Minnie Driver's character a rhinoceros.
And a young Chris Sarandon played Irish.
Yeah, that did not work. But
Yeah, that did not work.
I did love Minnie Driver in that.
Oh, well, who doesn't love Minnie Driver? Christ.
Seriously.
She's amazing. And he also worked with her again in GoldenEye.
I did not see that.
He played,
I'm not a big Bond fan.
well, it was like one of the good Bonds. Alan Cumming played a Russian hacker. And
Oh,
then, yeah, he
yeah.
ended up being a henchman. And the small part that Minnie Driver played, there was a Russian bar where she was singing "Stand by Your Man" in
Oh,
a cowboy hat and everything. She was kind of like a God, who's the guy who played Hagrid?
Coltrane.
Yeah, Robbie
Wasn't it
Coltrane.
Robbie
He
Coltrane? Yes.
was playing like some, this is like just post Perestroika, where like the
Oh yeah,
Russian.
it was like 94,
Yeah,
95.
so it was just after that. So he was like kind of like, like an ex general who's now kind of a mob guy, and this was his girlfriend. He's like, "I buy the bar so that she can sing. Isn't she great?" And she's like, "Stand by your man." And it's kind of like, oh my God. It's like, is that fucking Minnie Driver? Yes, it is.
I
Yes,
think
it is.
I don't know. I kind of want to go back and watch all the old Bond movies, but I know there's a whole lot of racism and misogyny that runs through them.
Yeah.
Like when Sean Connery dismisses a woman by smacking her on the ass and says, "Go away, man talk." And then also he poses as a Japanese person and passes. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, I do mainly remember GoldenEye because that was a huge video game when I went away to college.
Oh yeah. No, GoldenEye 64.
Yeah,
Awesome.
I think it was when I went away to college.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. Romy Michelle's high school reunion
What
with the
about it?
great Lisa Kudrow. He was in there. He was like,
Oh,
the classmate.
we're not talking about Minnie Driver anymore.
No, we're talking about Alan Cumming. Minnie
We're
Driver
not
was just a little
dwelling
sidebar.
on the woman who wasn't actually in this episode.
He was in Spice World. I
I know
saw that,
people
right?
who swear that Spice World is like a hidden gem. I know George Wendt is in it.
Yeah, so were the Spice Girl.
And I think Meatloaf.
He was also in Spy Kids.
Yeah.
Very colorful movie. He was in a couple of Spy Kids movies, but X2, X-Men United are inarguably the best of the X-Men movies.
I kind of like the First Class movie,
It was fine, but I
but
said the best.
I haven't seen that one since it was in the theater, so I don't remember it well enough. I do remember thinking like, oh, Alan Cummings is in this. He's the Toad or whatever.
Of the one who's probably seen the Toad,
No, he wasn't Toad.
no, that was that was Battle of the
Oh, was that Ray Park
yeah,
from
that was Ray Park.
Darth Maul?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Ray Park with Peter Serafinowicz's voice was Darth Maul.
Who the fuck was Alan Cumming in that then?
He was the blue guy.
Yeah. Oh, Gambit.
No, that's not Gambit. No, not Gambit.
No,
No. Hello, I am from a town in Germany where people would look at me and be afraid. It's like, yeah, shut up, whatever. Shut up.
honestly, I wasn't a comic book guy when I was a kid, so I don't know this stuff other than the movies, so.
I'm not like a real big, I don't like comics, but I like movies.
Oh, I
And
love
like,
movies.
yeah, so, as the one who's seen all of the X-Men movies, it's the best of the X-Men movies. Moving on, he was also in The Good Wife.
Okay.
He was like a lead in Good Wife. And so he's done like a whole bunch of TV and stuff. And he was also on Broadway and in
Oh, yeah.
Cabaret. So he was like when they revived it and made it kind of like sexy and stuff. So he was like, Willkommen, bienvenue,
I remember seeing him in some commercials for that production of Cabaret, where it
welcome.
was him like with a bowler hat maybe. I remember that seeing that on late night TV.
Which leads us to our unsung crew member of the episode, Steve. And
Okay.
I chose this person because of the name. Okay, this person is in the sound department. This person did ADR recording. You know
And
what ADR is, right?
their name is Sven Wolfenstein.
Oh, it's better. You know what
Okay.
ADR is, right?
Yeah, additional dialogue recording.
Okay, so Emma Butt,
But
you're welcome. So
thank you.
since 2008, she's had 145 credits.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of credits. And
That's
again,
more than 10 credits per year.
that's like 15. She's done a lot of television and seems to be mostly British television. Didn't really see any names of movies, done a lot of short subjects, television. Now, things that jumped out at me though, she did Game of Thrones.
Meh.
She worked on The End of the Fucking World.
Which one was that? Oh, The End of the Fucking World. That's literally the title. Okay, it's on Netflix. All right.
Okay, yeah. Sex Education, the British soap, EastEnders.
Oh,
And
yeah. Okay.
she did seven episodes of Doctor Who, which this was her first one.
I've heard of all of the stuff she's been involved in, but
So,
I think that the Doctor Who episode is the only one I've seen.
yeah, probably. So, Emma Butt,
But
we salute you. All right, Steve. So, did anyone reach out and write to us, Steve?
yes,
Who? Who pray
John,
tell, Steve?
Tim emailed in.
Oh, hi, Tim. What's up?
Tim sent in an email that said Patreon milestone certificate.
Tim has always been my favorite.
Well, me too.
Yeah, but you always deny the Patreon. Tim embraces the Patreon,
Oh
Steve.
no, but Tim makes the joke work. So he sent in a certificate that says Doctor Who Patreon 1 Weeker Club. This certifies that the holder has experienced 168 hours of the Drunker Who podcast. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose wisely. And there's a picture of our logo and some Malort bottles at the bottom. And then it says, as Drunker Who has now surpassed an entire week of podcast content, the Patreon felt it important to commemorate the occasion. Thanks for a week's worth of entertainment, boys. CCCCCC and occasional Patreon subscriber liaison, Tim.
Now, if he wanted to be incognito, would he be BCCCC?
Probably. No, yeah, maybe. But, John, just for people who maybe this is their first episode, what does the CCCCCC stand for?
Comma, correspondent, Tim.
There you go. So Tim sent in a little certificate that says we've passed the 1 week of content of Drunk.
Oh, because it's like more than 168 hours. Is that what he's? How many hours are in a week?
I don't know. Seven times 24 would be 140, 168. Yeah.
Cool. I mean, we might have done that like one or two before. Well, we don't know when to shut the fuck up.
Well, John.
Well, Steve.
I went to iTunes on my old laptop, which is still running 10.4, so it's not yet at Apple Podcasts.
10.4, good buddy.
Uh-huh. And it says that we have 7 days, 15 hours, 19 minutes, and 2 seconds of content. So we passed those 7 days a while ago. Wait.
7 days, 15 hours, how many minutes? 19. That's how long that Drunker Who podcast goes.
So what I'm saying is Tim's We're math filled... is wrong.
Wait, are you calling out Tim? Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
So if 168 hours is in a week, we have more than 15 hours surpassed that. So we're at like, what, 183?
Wait, how long was that guy stuck in that cave with his arm?
127 hours.
That's a long time.
Yeah, but of course I'm including the nonsense because if you look, we're at the 169th episode right now, but we've already published 169 episodes because we had that nonsense April Fool's Day Red Dwarf thing.
Classic us.
Anyway, yeah. What I'm saying, Tim, is your math is wrong, but your heart is right, and we appreciate you.
And what I'm saying is, Tim, I don't doubt a word you say. You are perfect. Come here, you. Nom, 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 nom.
So I've been your friend for years, and you've never met Tim, but you still trust him more than you trust me?
Well, he's, you know, like, he's king of our fan club, and, like, you know, he's head of the patrons. They've elected him king, Steve.
Okay.
You do not fight with the patrons.
We don't have a Patreon.
Oh, Steve.
Whatever. Thank you, Tim, for emailing in. And
thank you, Tim, for emailing in. And if you'd like to be ridiculed by Steve, feel free to email in also.
I will say really quick that our downloads have gone way down. Our downloads have gone down since in the Peter Capaldi / Jodie Whittaker era. So if you could just tell people about us, recommend us, we would appreciate it.
Yeah, we haven't like begged for like, you know, any stars or anything. Hey, do us a favor. If you think that we're mildly amusing at all, if you can give us like a 5-star rating on whatever podcast gatherer, like what are those things in front of like trains from the 19th century that would like kick like cows off the trains?
A cow catcher?
Yeah, if you'd use whatever cow catcher you can to give us a 5-star rating in your podcast cow catcher, that would be amazing.
We would appreciate that. Rate, review, subscribe, follow, whatever the fuck, wherever you are, we would really appreciate it. I know everybody asks, but we are a very tiny podcast, and so we would even more so appreciate it than everybody else.
So maybe the five of you
who still listen to us. Fuck those other people.
Fuck them. So Steve, next to last in our agenda is speaking about the next episode of Doctor Who. Ugh. And the next episode of Doctor Who is called It Takes You Away, Steve. So assuming this next episode is brought to you by Calgon.
It's called It Takes You Away, Steve.
It Takes You Away, comma, Steve, I said. Oh,
damn it.
Sorry.
Whatever.
Well, Steve, what It Takes You Away it about?
It Takes You Away is referring to the kidnapping of a young child And whisking it away to a small island off the coast of the British Isles. And I don't know, the doctor is going to accompany a young policeman who flies a seaplane over there and tries to search for this missing young child who may or may not be his daughter. I don't remember if that is the original British movie or the American remake. So since we did Witchfinder General, I say fuck it. We're going to do Folk Horror, which is a Mark Gatiss. I think Mark Gatiss might have created that term, and he has got some serious connections to Doctor Who. But yeah, this is They're Coming to Take You Away. Ha 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 ho, hee hee, is actually just fucking the Wicker Man.
Not the bees.
Yeah, no, not the bees, because that's the Nicolas Cage version. We are going to do the original version, and so the doctor in the ass might have to do a sexy dance, because that's what the women did in the original version, and then they're going to light people on fire and Graham is going to die.
Is the ass the cop, because she's a cop, you know?
Oh, that's right. She is a fucking cop. God, I wish I remembered that when I started this nonsense.
You're welcome.
Graham is still going to die.
Okay.
And Christopher Lee is going to laugh and have his ridiculous hair blowing in the wind.
So is he playing Salieri from like the Lord of the Rings movies?
Salieri? No. Saruman.
Saruman. I don't know. Was he like, I don't know.
No, he was in the original The Wicker Man. He was the guy who ran the island, but his hair was a little ridiculous.
Wasn't he also Dracula?
He was also Dracula, which is on HBO Max, and I might have to check out.
You know, wasn't he also, like, you know, the father of Edward Scissorhands?
No, that was Vincent Price.
Which brings us full circle, people. So let's see if any of that happens on the next episode of Drunkter Who. So until then, I've been John.
I'm still Steve.
And see you limbo, bitches! Yeah!
I'm
snap it to a Slim Jim!
I'm so amazed that you remembered the limbo thing for more than 1 week.
Yeah. So you know what? In a fortnight from now, limbo comes back to you. Yeah.
Are you just scrolling that on every single page of the notebook that you take notes on for these?
It'll probably require that. So until next time when I write this down again, I am the limbo master. And Steve is my little Robin Meister.
I'm just a normal dude. I don't have a Meister involved in me.
Are you a little normal dude who just loves me, Steve?
No, I'm just a guy. I don't know what you're talking about. There's no Meister involved.
Lord Xenu thanks you for that, Steve.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Recording stopped. That's not a Nazi swastika. That's a good luck charm swastika.
Oh, that's
from
true.
India.
That's true. I you know what, John, I know I'm gonna sound racist, but all swastikas look alike to me.
Steve, you had me at, you know, this is gonna sound racist.